AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Madison Square Garden, often the home of rock concerts and sports events, is a Catholic shrine tonight. A giant cross hangs above an altar as Pope Francis leads thousands in prayer. Joining us live from New York, here's Julie Walker. Julie?
Jackie? The Pope once again called for the world to recognize those among us he considered some of the most fragile, such as migrants and immigrants. He told the 18,000 gathered for the Mass that one special quality of God's people is to see and to contemplate, even in moments of darkness. He also told the faithful, God and the Church live in the city and want to stand by everyone's side. Jackie?
That's Julie Walker in New York. A state dinner getting underway at the White House tonight, where President Obama hosts the leader of China. Earlier, they held talks on several issues. The president says he spoke his mind.
I reiterated the right of all countries to freedom of navigation and overflight and to unimpeded commerce. As such, I indicated that the United States will continue to sail, fly, and operate anywhere that international law allows.
The two leaders did reach agreement on fighting cybercrime. The Obama administration says it's discovered emails that former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton failed to turn over with other correspondents. The messages were to and from retired General David Petraeus, who was heading then the war effort in Iraq and Afghanistan. This adds to questions about Clinton's use of a private email server. Reactions pouring into the announcement, House Speaker John Boehner's resigning from Congress. The conservative wing of Congress happy to see him go, but his Senate counterpart, Mitch McConnell, has praised.
When some gave in to defeatism, he kept up the fight.
A mixed close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 113 points. This is AP Radio News. The National Transportation Safety Board says this is its first investigation launched into the crash of a duck boat on land. Earl Weimer is with the NTSB.
We've had a number of fatal accidents with buses. We've had issues with rollover characteristics. We've had issues with the strength of windows, the strength of the roof. So all of those we follow.
Four international students were killed in Thursday's crash on the Aurora Bridge in Seattle. They were passengers on a charter bus. They came from Indonesia, Japan, Austria, and China. Well, you may have seen this on social media. A Peoria, Arizona police officer caught on camera allegedly abusing his police dog. An investigation's been launched. The department says the officer was complying with policy. He stepped on the dog's leash to make it heed his commands. The dog was not hurt. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.